Well, good afternoon, beloved. It is so good to be able to share the Word of God with you again. I'm so grateful for those of you who either watch this live or go back and listen to it on your computer or your phone or your iPad. Today I want to talk to you about something I think is so significant because it's one of the number one things the enemy uses to hold us back from fully experiencing the fullness of Christ. Because you have to understand that Jesus doesn't walk in unforgiveness. I don't think anybody of you would argue with that. Jesus doesn't walk around with resentment or bitterness. And so if my life is hidden with Christ and God, if Christ is my life, if the premise that we're speaking about in this format again and again is true, that Jesus Christ lives in you to live his life through you, that you've been grafted into his life, and of course that means he's been grafted into your life, and that you've been woven into the fabric of his existence, that he might be woven in the fabric of your existence, and this Jesus Christ himself, who through fully yielded you will live his life through us. And that's the abundant life. That's the supernatural Christian life that allows us to walk in victory over the reign of sin in us, to be used by the Lord to demonstrate his great love, compassion, and power to set other people free from the works of the enemy. This Christian life is Jesus, and it is an amazing thing. But if Jesus is living his life through you, then you have to understand that the life that Jesus lives through you is not one that has bitterness or resentment or unforgiveness in it. And so I want to show you something in Scripture and just give you like this easy place to step into walking in forgiveness towards others who have hurt you. The person who walks around with bitterness and anger and resentment and unforgiveness towards others who've hurt them, that's the old self. That's the old man. And that old self has been crucified. And so when you and I walk around in unforgiveness and bitterness and resentment and with hurt all the time, we're still walking as if we were the old man, which is a deception, because you're a new creation in Christ. So I want to show you something that's really significant. This is walking in forgiveness made simple. How about that? Again, thank you for tolerating my voice. I feel good. I just have this sort of laryngitis thing. But again, like I said yesterday, it kind of makes me sound more spiritual. So I may bargain with the Lord to keep my voice this way, as long as it's not sickness. This is from Colossians chapter 2. Beginning in verse 9, I'm going to read 6 or 7 verses to you. For in him, Christ, all the fullness of deity dwells in bodily form. And in him, you have been made complete. Man, that's an amazing scripture. In him, you have been made complete. Getting married doesn't complete you. Having kids doesn't complete you. That person finally owning what they've done to you doesn't complete you. Christ completes you. In him you've been made complete, and he is the head over all rule and authority. In him you are also circumcised. Now this is all the things that happened at the cross, that happened to us when Christ was crucified. We were in him when he was crucified. Our old self was there, and so we were there in him at the cross, and this is all the things that happened, or some of the things anyway. And in him you are also circumcised with a circumcision made without hands, in the removal of the body of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ. He cut away, when he crucified the old man, he cut away the flesh's ability to control you, no longer be governed by the flesh. Having been buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised up with him in his resurrection, through faith in the working of God who raised him from the dead. And when you were dead in your transgressions and the uncircumcision of your flesh, that's when you were lost, he made, past tense, you alive together with him in his resurrection, having forgiven us all our transgressions, having canceled out the certificate of debt consisting of decrees against us, which was hostile to us, and he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. When he had disarmed the rulers and authorities, he made a public display of them, having triumphed over them through Christ. Now again, hear what it says in verse 13. And when you were dead in your transgressions and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he, Jesus, by grace, made you. He did it by grace, because you were there in him at the cross. He made you alive together with him. You were in him. You would crucify with him. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. You were crucified with him. You were buried with him. You were raised up with him. And you were ascended with him, seated in heavenly places in Christ. But here he says, verse 13, he made you alive together, or made alive together with him, having forgiven us all our transgressions. Notice what he says. He made us alive together with Christ, having forgiven us all our transgressions. That's all past tense. Now, when did he forgive you your transgressions? 2,000 years ago at the cross. Father, forgive them. They know not what they're doing. So he forgave you of all your sins. He says, having forgiven them, plural, all of us, having forgiven us all our transgressions. All your transgressions, past, present, and future, were forgiven 2,000 years ago at the cross. When Jesus took you, the guilty sinner, into his person, and in his person, we were taken to the place of execution. We were taken to the place of crucifixion and died. The old man, the guilty sinner, died, was and buried, and you were raised up a new creation in Christ, having been forgiven all our transgressions, past sins, present sins, future sins. Now, I say all that to give you insight into something that the Lord spoke to me some years ago. I was in a circumstance where someone had hurt me, and they continued to hurt me over a period of time, and I couldn't figure out a way to fix it. Now, here's the thing you need to, this is for another day, but you need to understand that Jesus doesn't walk around being hurt with people. We can be hurt by people, but we don't live hurt with people, because Christ doesn't. We get hurt for people. We're hurting because they hurt us out of their own brokenness. Even though they may have hurt me, I don't walk around being hurt with them, because Jesus doesn't live like that, and he's my life. He's my Christian life. He's the one living in me, and he doesn't live hurt with people, but he does. He allows himself to be hurt for people. He gets hurt for their brokenness, and therefore he loves them more and has compassion for them. So you know, I was talking to the Lord about this situation after it had been going on for a long time. And I said, Lord, I don't know what else to do. And he said, well, one, Chuck, how about forgiveness? And the Lord then said this to me. He said, Chuck, I forgave that person this transgression 2,000 years ago. How would you like to join me? Now, I knew that when Jesus was saying to me that he had forgiven that person 2,000 years ago, and he was speaking that in me, the Christ who lives in me by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit leads us into all truth. Jesus is the truth, right? So the Holy Spirit is our tutor and our tour guide into this life that Jesus lives. And so Christ in me is speaking and saying, Chuck, I forgave that person. I forgave him 2,000 years ago. He wasn't just telling me that to inform me. I knew what was happening. He was inviting me to repent and to let go of my unforgiveness and to join him and participate in the life that he lives and allow to join him in his life of forgiveness and unconditional love. You with me? And so I knew that he was asking me, inviting me to repent. The word repent, again, comes from two Greek words, to think and the word with. Repentance is not about beating yourself up. Repentance is simply going, oh, the way I'm thinking is wrong, and I'm going to surrender to the way he thinks. Remember the term put on Christ? We'll use that a lot in the months to come. The word put on means to sink in. That's the Greek word. Sink into Christ. That's a great way to express surrender. He was inviting me to just sink into the fact that he's my life and to join him and participate as one with him in the fact that he's already forgiven them. In other words, he said, Chuck, I've already made that decision for us 2,000 years ago. I've already forgiven them. I think it's time for you to join me. I didn't have to go through any kind of routine. I didn't have to read any kind of book about forgiveness. I didn't have to go through any kind of steps about how to forgive. Jesus is my life. He's already forgiven. And I tell you this, walking around in unforgiveness isn't much fun. So it wasn't like it's something fun to hold on to. And the reasoning, people come up with all these kind of reasonings to let go of forgiveness because it keeps you in prison. That's all good, true. Like, you're trying to keep somebody and hold them accountable for what they're doing, but it's actually imprisoning you emotionally. That's all true. But you know why I let go? Because I want to live life and life more abundant in Christ. And I can't live that life and live contrary as if I were independent from him, from the life that he's living. And Jesus has already forgiven that person. And he's my life. And I want to experience all that he is and the freedom that he walks in. And so he was saying, join me. And so I just sunk into him. And I just basically said, so Lord, what now? And he said, why don't we just love him more? I thought, wow. We'll just love him more. And I was able to do that, having sunk into the forgiveness of Christ. And the forgiveness of Christ for this person took over. My emotions were filled with forgiveness. All the resentment, all the bitterness was gone. I've never had one second of unforgiveness, resentment, or bitterness towards that person since then. Because of the glorious freedom I experienced when I sunk into Jesus, when I put on Christ, is not something I'm willing to trade or give up for something as crazy as unforgiveness and bitterness and resentment. And then to be able to love them more, because I see them through the eyes of Christ now, that the things that they did was out of their brokenness, and therefore it's about them. It's not about me. I don't need to get even. I don't need to hold them accountable. I'm walking in forgiveness, the forgiveness of Jesus, and I'm just able to join him in just loving them more. And it's so free. Therefore, I never have a thought about this person ever that isn't thoughts of love and prayer for them about their own brokenness, that they can enter into their own personal freedom. Okay? That's really the biblical approach to walking in forgiveness. You don't need to go buy a 200-page book to go through all the steps. Because then every time it kind of gets undone or they do something else to you, all the bitterness comes back. Not with me, not with Jesus. There's no room for that, you see. Next time they do something again, it just makes you love them more because you know it's coming out of their brokenness. So you just love them more and pray for them more. And the forgiveness issue was settled 2,000 years ago, and you just joined Jesus in that because he'd already made that decision for you and him. And so we just love them more, and I was able to join him and say, yes, Lord, we forgave them 2,000 years ago. Amen? Okay. Well, I hope that's helpful to you. It was a life changer for me. And unforgiveness, again, can be one of the biggest snares for Christians to keep them from really walking in the Spirit. And so I pray that not only do you have a breakthrough, but if this meant something to you, that you would share with a friend. And I'm not trying to get listeners. Here's the thing. I never go back and see how many people have watched the program. I never know. I don't read the comments. And I don't because the Lord told me not to do that a few years ago. because it's not about me. It's not about whether you think I'm doing a great job or you think I'm wonderful. Only reason I'm doing this is because he thinks you're wonderful. Amen? And therefore, I do too. So, if this has value, go find someone else. Tell them to listen to this. And it's not about trying to solicit listeners or I can put people on a mailing list. I won't know who that is. You know, and there may come a time when I put out my email address so if people want to ask me questions, they can, and I can answer the questions. But in terms of this, I don't go back and check. And therefore, people tell people, look, you can go watch this and not be concerned that he's trying to solicit you to be some kind of follower. Yeah, I just believe this is a word that can set people free. And if you know some friends who are walking in bitterness, unresentment, you know, or holding on to anger and hurt, ask them to go back and watch this. I think it'll change your life. Okay? Dear ones, I love you very much.